The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Earlier in the show, I was talking about the perils of trying to switch providers when it comes to your TV and broadband. Glenn in Kildare says, my advice would be for everyone to ring up as soon as their contract is up and negotiate a new broadband or phone offer. You can nearly guarantee you'll get a better deal. That's once you're able to get through to them. Another listener says, I wish I had your problems. Where I am in rural Leitrim, there's no providers, no options beyond my mobile phone, which only works when it's propped against the window at just the right angle. And even then, the service is unreliable and super slow, only really usable after midnight, and it's been getting worse and worse for the past 18 months. So it's worse out there for some people. Folks, listen, David Cassidy is head of communications at bonkers.ie and Siobhan Maguire is a consumer journalist, and they're both on the line. Dara, it is remarkably difficult to switch providers when it comes to telecoms companies than it is other services, isn't it?
It can be sometimes. I wouldn't want you to put people off the process either, because we'd always argue that there's great value to be had by switching, and loyalty seldom pays, and quite often you need to get the best deals by switching. But certainly when it comes to broadband and TV, you don't have the switching codes or the processes in place that we tend to have with some other products. So for example, if you were switching current accounts or if you were switching mortgage, the central bank now has switching codes of conduct in place. And whilst they're not perfect, they at least give people some timelines and some, you know, SLAs, and they improve the process somewhat. When it comes to telecommunications services, I really feel Comreg just doesn't really do enough. And if they were here, they'd probably say they don't have the rules, they don't have the legislation behind them and so on. But really, I think, you know, Comreg needs to be shouting for more power, really, so that the telecommunications companies can really be, you know, be held to a higher standard. Mm.
Because what some people say is that they make it very difficult, some of them, to leave their service, much more difficult than it is to leave a service provider when it comes to utilities like your electricity or your heating. For example, you mentioned mortgages or current accounts, that it's much harder to get away from TV and broadband. And is that because there are no codes of conduct?
Well, yeah, there's no code of conduct. So, you know, in some ways, it feels like the broadband and TV companies are a law unto themselves. And I'd always say that really we need to have, you know, stricter rules and more timelines and more power for the consumer. Because really it used to be the case that the banking company, you know, the banks and the lenders really didn't care that much about the central bank. And after, obviously, the financial crash, the central bank really, really got more powers. And you know, really now the banks and the lenders really, really take notice, as they should, of what the central bank says and does. That's not the same with Comreg and the telecommunications providers. And like you said, there are little things that they can do to make it quite difficult to leave. You know, quite often you need to ring a very, very specific number. They won't take a cancellation request online. It needs to be by calling. And of course, as you know, when you call, sometimes you can't get through. You need to give 30 days notice often as well, which sometimes feels, you know, unfair when you've been with a provider for maybe 2 years and you feel that, you know, you've given them good customer service and now you want to leave immediately. So you're right, sometimes they can make things very, very difficult, very, very cumbersome. And it gets back to what I've been saying. There is really no switching code that they need to adhere to. So in many ways, you know, they can just do what they want, unfortunately.
Well, Siobhan Maguire, consumer journalist, is it time for a code?
Absolutely, Ciarán. I mean, and Dara's absolutely right in terms of talking about Comreg, and indeed as a joint committee, I think around Christmas time, a TD actually pressed them on whether we need legislative changes to allow them to take a kind of a harder hand when it comes to telecommunications companies. We could do worse than look to Ofcom in the UK, Ciarán. If you look here in the complications of kind of switching or trying to get out of a mobile phone contract, and say your phone is locked, and a lot of them are by the mobile provider that you signed up with initially, it can take days for you to get that number required so that you can switch to another provider. In the UK, it has to be issued to a customer within 2 hours. There's also new laws coming into effect where Ofcom are concerned that by the end of this year, mobile phone providers won't be allowed to sell locked phones. And that's going to free up a huge amount of competition within the market. You won't be stuck to your contractor as you are now. And that's one of the real difficulties here in terms of switching.
I just want to read some of the texts that have come in. One listener here who was waiting for a Sky modem to arrive on the 11th of January. They rang on the 9th to confirm it was coming. They were told, yes, absolutely, it's coming. They disconnected their old service, which was with Vodafone. That was the 11th of January. There's still no sign of the modem. They have no internet, no broadband whatsoever since then because Sky haven't turned up and they have no answers as to why it is. I've been trying to get Vodafone to send out a router for going on 6 weeks, says somebody else. That's from David Dunmore in Galway. Liz in Dublin, I have an account with Virgin. Awful customer service, on hold for an average 40 minutes. Equipment constantly faulty. Overcharged twice in 2020. Still waiting for a refund. Another listener has gotten in touch to say they're waiting for 6 months to get €1,000 back that they were overcharged. It's a ridiculous way, Siobhan, to treat customers.
It absolutely is. I mean, we can appreciate, you know, working in a pandemic is difficult enough, but there is no reason for customers to be left without services or to be waiting on money over a 6 month period. That is absolutely ridiculous. Number one, the first thing I would say in relation to mobile phone providers and any suppliers, be it your broadband, electricity, switch as soon as you can, whenever you're out of contract, make sure you shop around and get a better deal elsewhere. While you're in contract and while you're having a trouble, if you're that person waiting on the modem, escalate the complaint. Mm. Make sure you get back onto that call agent. Again, I know it's frustrating. You might not even get through to somebody, but get an email address. It usually starts along the lines of escalations online, as the name of the company. And complain from there.
Dara, people as well suspect there's kind of shenanigans at play as well from some of these service providers. I mentioned earlier, I was moving address, and when I moved address, they tried to double my bill. And then when I said I was going to cancel it, lo and behold, they said, oh God, sorry, our mistake. We don't actually have to double your bill. We'll keep the same bill. So it's the same contract. So now you have to pay us £400 if you want to cancel it. I mean, that was convenient, wasn't it?
Times, you know, when you finally threaten to leave, it's amazing the deals that you can sometimes be offered. And I would say, just following on from what Siobhan was saying, is it's really important as well when you're trying to make a complaint, is that you're speaking to the right department and the right team, because a lot of the ways these teams are structured, and if you're looking for a discount or if you're looking to cancel, and only certain people can actually action that request. So you can find yourself, speaking, for minutes on end to someone who then tells you that they don't have the power to maybe action the request. But don't be afraid as well to haggle. Some providers obviously are better than others when it comes to haggling. And as you've said yourself, or as one of your callers, one listener said, some people don't have a huge amount of choice, unfortunately, particularly down the country when it comes to providers. But if you feel that you're not getting great service, obviously switching is a great way to get better service. But maybe even just ringing up and threatening to leave as well can often do wonders. I just quickly point out as well, though, for people who are looking for a new provider, it's not always just about price. Sometimes people are happy to pay for faster broadband or maybe more TV channels. And ComRag every quarter does release the complaints that it receives per provider, and that can be a good insight as to who's performing well and who isn't. Air, unfortunately, or perhaps unsurprisingly, never comes out too well. Virgin Media tends to come out very, very well. So, advise, listeners to keep an eye on that report as well, as it'll give you a good gauge of who's going to treat you well.
Well, Dara and Siobhan, don't go anywhere. Dara is on the line. Dara, you've had a hard time, have you, with your provider? Or Sean, sorry, apologies, Darius, stay on the line is what I'm saying. Sean is after contacting us. Sean, you've had a hard time with your provider.
It was with Vodafone. I decided to switch to them just over 2 weeks ago, and I was going for their full package TV, broadband, phone. And first problem was the engineer arrived on the day on time and said, I'm going to have to drill through two walls, run a cable there across your hall over the door, through there, bang, bang. And I said, no one ever mentioned that. He said, oh, the sales team never do. He said, I've had this problem. I come out with people don't want it because of all the wearing. So I got back onto Vodafone. I said, look, I'm cancelling that. I said, I don't want wires all over the place. And then I decided, well, I'm going to need broadband. So I stuck one for the broadband. And they said, oh, there's a problem. Because you've cancelled, it'll take 4 hours, I was told, first to clear our system. 4 hours passed. Then I was told 24 hours. Then I was told, no, the UAN was now gone. They'd have to get a new UAN. That could take 3 to 5 working days. So I still have no broadband. But in the meantime, this guy I was on to said, I'm going to try and reconnect you. And he said, you tried it, but it didn't work anyway. But I got an email from him saying, oh, your broadband is active. So I said to him, can you send me out a modem? And he said, oh, no, we can't send out a modem until the order is completed. So I took it off my own bat and I ordered a modem, a cheap modem off eBay. And lo and behold, that came through. The broadband was working, but I still had no phone, no modem from them. So over that time, I'd say I must have spent between 2 days, I'd say at least 3 to 4 hours on the phone, on hold, getting knocked off, getting sent through to different departments. So I'd say still no further communication. I had broadband now only because I got my own modem, but no sign of the phone line, no further communication. I couldn't face come back on the phone to him, to be honest. So I tried Twitter. So last Thursday, I went to Twitter and I have an ongoing conversation on Twitter, which is a bit like communicate by telegram, because you send through a message, you wait 3 or 4 hours, someone gets back to you. And yesterday I was told, oh, they were going to try and reconnect the phone, never said what the problem was, but they couldn't send me a modem because they were out of stock, a broadband company out of stock of modems. Ridiculous.
Siobhan, it just for a telecommunications company, they're not very good at communications.
No, exactly, Ciarán. There's an awful lot of to-ing and fro-ing and red tape and complications in different departments that you have to dance around. In this particular situation, I'd go back to what I said earlier, Ciarán, and I would make an official complaint. So when you make that complaint, right, they have to answer you within 10 days. I had a complaint with my own broadband provider last year, and like that, was on the WhatsApp all day trying to get through to them, made an official complaint, and then they credited me 2 months on my broadband for the inconvenience. And if you're still not happy at the end of that, Ciarán, then you can go on to Comreg, where your complaint is recorded officially.
Yeah, Dara, I know the point you were making, look, that people should, you know, threaten to leave and you might get a better price is something you should do, and you can always contact these companies online. You shouldn't have to spend hours online and threaten to pull your service to get a price that should be available to you. You shouldn't have to call them out online. That's what a lot of us end up having to do, kind of publicly trying to shame these companies into some sort of action.
No, absolutely. And people often end up having to name and shame companies, or, you know, ring up the radio and voice their complaints. It's always amazing how these companies are suddenly then able to resolve their complaints really, really quickly. It just comes back to, you know, to poor customer service and customers not being at the heart of what a lot of these companies stand for. Now, we know companies are out there to make money. That's absolutely fine. But some of these companies, you know, it just seems that the customer is so, you know, forgotten about. And I think we saw that with Air to a certain degree. It was bought and sold by so many companies and conglomerates over the years that customer service just kind of completely was forgotten about. But this comes back to the point that Comreg does not have enough powers. Because you see it now with the banks, you see the fines, you see the regulation. JV today got a huge fine from the central bank. That is now, you know, a power in action and enforcement. But Comreg doesn't have those powers.
Yeah.
So it needs to ask for those powers, because Air and Sky and Vodafone, you know, they need to really be afraid of Comreg.
Caroline is on the line as well. Caroline, I understand your parents have had terrible service. Is that right?
I actually took my father's phone one day and noticed that he had a text message. Actually noticed that he had about 40 text messages. He didn't realise what this beep was coming in on his phone. He doesn't use the phone very often, only to make phone calls. And my brother had previously set him up with paper billing online, but they never sent out a paper bill. So I rang 3 times. I was on the phone for an hour each time trying to get through, never got through to anybody. Finally, I decided to set the bill up myself online, go in and actually pay the bill myself. And I paid the bill. My father comes down to me every month and gives me the money for his bill. But the problem is, I actually put up on social media afterwards, it was actually Virgin Media, I put up on social media afterwards the experience that I had and suggested that they have a dedicated line for people, aged people, that don't use phones, that don't use computers, don't know how to use computers properly, and maybe just provide one phone number for these people to contact and, you know, tell them what, and try and help people over the phone. And it's a huge loss on their part, because there's a lot of older people,
yeah,
and what they rely on is their television.
Yeah.
And it's their one source of company in the house, especially at the moment.
Yeah.
And only that we were there for my parents. Now, I'm actually an ex-customer services person from the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah.
And if I treated my customers the way that people are treated by not answering the phone, I mean, we have to answer the phone within five rings.
Yeah, you know, I know. I think it's absolutely a fair point. And you know what? You're right. Like, this stuff matters, and it's more than just, you know, being able to watch Corrie or being able to binge watch Netflix. The amount of people who work from home in this country at the moment, like, we need good broadband. And the idea that there's no code of conduct and comrade of no teeth, I mean, that's just not good enough anymore. Something has to be done in that regard. Thank you for getting in touch, Caroline. And thank you to Dara Cassidy of bonkers.ie and Siobhan Maguire, the consumer journalist as well. We have contacted Air, Virgin, and Sky, Vodafone. Only Air thus far have even acknowledged our correspondence. As soon as there's any update on that, I'll bring it to you here on The Hard Shoulder.